So we're just at the field, come down to see my mum and had a barbecue, and now we're just walking in the field with George's dog, George's guide dog, and my mum's pet Springer Spaniel. I hope there's no bloody stinging nettles in this field.
There is poo.
Oh, where?
You're not walking where I'm walking.
Well, well, I'll fucking walk behind you. Behind I'll walk right behind you then. So are they, and is there fox crap in this field? Because Tara will roll in it. She has been known to do it before. Oh well, at least we're here, you can clean them. Was that?
And we are definitely going to get the field.
Yes, Shane was saying.
To Georgia. Georgia.
To Joe.
Joanne. What were you talking about?
For the horses.
Horses. Oh, I need to get more lessons to go.
Well, I think they're going to come here anyway.
Who?
Hey, all the horses, yeah.
I'm not riding on mine.
Oh, you're not.
Which horse was it you rode?
Missy.
Oh, you did ride Missy.
But we're going to have Jess as well. Jess is a bit skippy, but we think that if she comes here, she'll be a bit more settled.
Well, problem with Missy, she was quite, bouncy.
Yes,
I was
she
bouncing
is.
Off the foot of the seat.
She
That's why Georgia come off her.
No, it wasn't. No, it's because Missy stumbled.
Missy's a big girl.
Is Jess as big as her?
She's
Joseph.
Jess is a pony.
See, Joe said that Jessie was as big as Missy.
No, she's not.
Say that the maximum for a pony is say 14 hands or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Jessie's on the just on the
Joe
limit.
Joe said that you've
got 2 inches above a pony or something.
Right.
Touch the end of the saddle or something.
No, they didn't. So she had to twist them. But it didn't matter how much she twisted. I'm too short for the stirrups anyway.
You must have littler legs than me.
I have.
We're about the same height, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you must have, I must have longer legs.
Yeah, I've definitely got shorter legs.
Round the field, don't know what.
Shall we go out and then through the gap and then walk up the road? Up this lane?
Yeah, we could do that. But she hasn't got a lead on.
No, Maisie, there should be fine.
Is there, cars don't really come along there,
no.
I suppose.
Not very rare.
Well, they're obviously enjoying themselves.
No, no, rare. But probably get knocked over now. I should feel bad. Yeah. Well, or we can just stay to the field and walk all the way around. They're not really going that far, are they? Look, they're only there. Maisie, come on. Come on. This way. Santa, this way, come on. Maisie's looking. We just have
to... Tara's coming.
Tara, come on. Come on. Maisie, come on. Chris, this way.
Who is Tara?
Yeah.
Well, that's handy to know. We'll have to worry about that later on then.
She's looking over this way, doing a poo.
Yeah, this way, come on.
Come on!
It's my turn!
She's coming.
Good girl. Come on, mate. Good girl.
Both of them.
Yay.
Come on, good girls.
Good girl.
Yay!
Maisie's coming back in zigzag fashion.
Maisie
comes back on her own
time. I'll
come
back when I'm ready.
She's so stubborn.
Tara's probably loving this because, of course, she didn't really get this.
No.
She gets our garden, but...
She loves it when she can run around.
Good girl.
For coming back. There you go. Oh, she's gone again. She's gone.
Come back.
I love you, baby.
Maisie,
good girl.
Where are you going to go? Do you want to go that way, or do you want to walk right round the field, Matthew, or do you want to go on the road?
Oh, I don't mind. What do you fancy?
What do you want to do, Georgia?
Again, I'm not really fussed.
Well, shoes-wise, I'm just thinking.
Well, probably road then, because I've got sandals on.
Oh, yeah, you might tread in something unpleasant.
Can ankle somehow, I don't know how.
Your what?
My ankle, I can't let it drive my ankle. I just sort of twisted my ankle a bit. That's fucked up.
Oh, I had two fucking recording sessions yesterday. But the one of them I didn't even know. It wasn't in somehow. It just got escaped out of my calendar and everything. So I was all chilled out. What? So I was all chilled out, ready to just have a relaxing afternoon, and I got a phone call. We're lost. We've got a 3 o'clock appointment, but with you, we're lost. I was half a fuck. Because in the morning it was like four. It was a birthday party in the morning. There were four kids. And then I thought, I was hoping that the afternoon one might just be like one singer, but it was another fucking group. Oh, a group of singers. A group of like four kids. And it's worse because they all want to sing. They all want to go.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
And then it's a problem because then you're like, well, you're trying.
Right behind me.
Yeah, I got you.
Through a hole in the head.
Oh.
And the second field is virtually straight across this road.
So this is the one where the horses will go?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
So we're just walking down a lane now beside the fields. Go where?
But she was saying that it's quite tiring.
Oh, I'd like to go to the Newbury show. Newbury show is good, actually.
Well, it is tiring, don't get me wrong. They do only live around the corner, though.
Yeah, no, they do. So.
Well, Julie and Steve went, didn't they? And she was pregnant. Was it Julie? Is it Julie he's with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, she just said that the Newbury show was on. Her cousins asked her to go. She wasn't sure if she wanted to traipse around with Toby all the day. Whether she was climbing me because she's going to ask Lisa's mum.
Or us.
And I went, oh, I'd quite like to go to that.
Did you get tickets to the Olympics or Paralympics?
No. The Olympics never bothered me at all. I could not abide it. The Paralympics, I watched some bloke, or woman it was, she had no arms and no legs. She was riding a horse.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just thought, how humble.
Yeah.
How all that was.
Yeah.
Amazing, wasn't it? I mean, it finished yet, is it?
Well, I said to people, I said it's a real shame because the Olympics, 147 countries all put their media resources into the central pool, like all the cameras that were all at all the events and everything. Like, because obviously the BBC couldn't be everywhere.
Yeah.
So other countries all had cameras at places. So if they wanted to do a slow motion replay, or they had all that footage from 147 countries to work with.
Yeah.
For the Paralympics, Channel 4 did the coverage for that.
Yeah.
And only 16 countries contributed to the pool of resources. And that's why there's only so many hours of coverage, because they can't cover it all, and they didn't have the budget like the BBC had.
Yeah, I think it was a bit poor the way they did. Like, to me, they should have had the Paralympics at the same time they had the Olympics.
That's what I said, wasn't it, Georgia? And run it for 3 weeks rather than two.
I just think that was pretty poor.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like.
But they never do that though. It's always
afterwards.
But they ended it. They ended it. The ceremony all took place.
Yeah.
And then the Paralympics came on.
Yeah, and it's shit, isn't it? Because by the time the Paralympics starts, the football season started up again, and
but
kids are back at school.
Crowd was horrendous. Crowd was absolutely horrendous. There was it was full. The whole stadium was full.
Yeah.
Want their shame.
Do you know what's outrageous though? They're actually saying about accessibility to the Paralympics is terrible.
Oh yeah, some disabled people have had problems.
Yeah. Quite a lot of people have said, like,
cow walking. There she comes. Out the hedge.
Where's Tara? She's up in front. Oh, she's up in front.
But every time a blind person is asked the audio description, they either get the hearing loop.
For deaf people.
Or they just get the normal audio headset, which isn't audio described. So they start saying, as you can see. And obviously they can't.
Amazing.
No, I can see that, but you have to bear it in mind that they haven't done the Olympics for 12 years.
still though. They've had 7 years talking
about it. Oh, of course they have. Yeah. But they didn't know it was going to go ahead, did they?
But it just makes you laugh, you know. Look, look at the way that the Locog...
Now they've all done so well, it's hopefully a way forward.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. We'd like to, hopefully they'll keep the momentum going, but... But like, you know, look at the opening ceremony. I mean, apparently though, it's quite good, because apparently the closing ceremony for the Paralympics is going to be really spectacular. They've got Rihanna, Jay-Z. Oh, they've all said they're really quite. Oh, George! Did you see George Michael? Oh, fuck it! I mean, that was. Why bring them back?
George.
Is that we're back at the house now?
Michael.
Yeah.
What are we doing now? Going round again? Oh, that's the end of our walk.
That's it, isn't it?
Where's Tara?
Oh, is she?
Hello, Tara!
Think
you
met you?
Maisie, come back to the house. Tara, save the field.
Oh, dear. Oh.
So if you hold out some food, they go...